For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Social Security Administration announced that Social Security benefits, including old age, survivors, and disability insurance, and supplemental security income payments for 75 million Americans will increase 2.8% in 2026. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase by about $56 per month starting in January. Over the last decade, the cost of living adjustment increase has averaged about 3.1%. The COLA was 2.5% in 2025. Nearly 71 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.8% COLA beginning in January 2026. Increased payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving SSI will begin on December 31, 2025. Other adjustments that take effect in January of each year are based on the increase in average wages. Based on that increase, the maximum amount of earnings subject to the Social Security tax is slated to increase to $184,500 from $176,100. Social Security begins notifying people about their new benefit amount by mail starting in early December. Similar to last year, Social Security beneficiaries will receive a simplified one-page COLA notice, which uses plain and personalized language and provides exact dates and dollar amounts of an individual's new benefit amount and any deductions. Individuals who have My Social Security accounts can view their COLA notices online, which is secure, easy, and faster than receiving a letter in the mail. Account holders can set up text or email alerts when they receive a new message, such as their COLA notice. A La Nina climate pattern could mean a return to what feels like a normal Wisconsin winter this year. UW-Madison professor Jonathan Martin says because we've had such a mild winters in recent years, that even a mild La Nina might seem like a more severe stretch of winter weather. Martin says the La Nina also has a lot of unpredictability, but we should still expect stretches with very cold temps and more wet weather. Martin says we could experience the effects of the La Nina into March. From decorations and candles to flowing costumes, Halloween fun can quickly turn frightening if fire safety is overlooked. According to the National Fire Protection Association, between 2019 and 2023, an annual average of 832 home structure fires began with decorations, resulting in 3 deaths, 28 injuries, and $17 million in direct property damage. Nearly half of these fires occurred because the decorations were too close to a heat source. Approximately one-third started with candles. NFPA offers these tips and guidelines for celebrating Halloween with fire safety in mind. When choosing a costume, stay away from long trailing fabric. Give children flashlights to carry for lighting or glow sticks as part of their costume. Dried flowers, corn stalks, and crepe paper catch fire easily. Keep all decorations away from open flames and other heat sources. Only use battery-operated candles or glow sticks and jack-o'-lanterns. If you choose to use real candles, be sure to place them well away from anything that can burn and far enough out of the way of trick-or-treaters, doorsteps, walkways, and yards. And make sure all smoke alarms in the home are working. Healthcare providers are trying a new tactic to promote the healing effects of nature. They're actually writing prescriptions for it. Time in nature can lower blood pressure and reduce at least the perception of stress. Doctors recommending time outdoors isn't new, but hundreds of them over the last decade have taken to issuing formal prescriptions in hopes of getting people to follow through. The Better Business Bureau wants you to be aware of a phishing scam claiming to offer tax relief. Learn how the scam works, warning signs, and how to protect your personal info. You may receive a call or voicemail from someone claiming to be from a tax relief company, saying they're following up on back taxes or missed filings, and that this may be their only attempt to reach you. They provide a callback number and sometimes reference an account or partial phone number to make the message seem legitimate. The voicemail emphasizes immediate action, pressuring you to call before a supposed deadline to resolve tax issues, request penalty waivers, or enroll in relief programs. Even though the caller seems determined to help, returning the call could put your personal and financial information at risk. Scammers use urgency and official-sounding details to make the message convincing, often seeking Social Security numbers, bank account info, or other sensitive data. Verify the company's legitimacy. Contact the IRS or your tax professional directly if you receive a call about taxes you don't recognize. Never pay up front for tax relief services. Legitimate programs or certified tax professionals do not demand payment before providing assistance. Protect your personal information. Never provide Social Security numbers, bank account details, or other sensitive data to unsolicited callers. The American Red Cross asks donors to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets to support patients counting on a consistent blood supply to survive and heal. While emergencies often grab headlines, the need for blood is constant, especially in October as donation appointments can often drop quickly when people settle into busy fall routines and make plans around upcoming school breaks. Because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors, any disruptions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for those seeking medical care. There will be at least 4 blood drives in the area this week. 3 will be held Wednesday. All will be at schools. Richland Center High School will hold a blood drive from 9 to 2. Weston Schools will host a blood drive from 11 to 4. And the Wyoming Valley School in Spring Green will host one from 11 to 4. Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth will host a blood drive Friday from noon to 4. Help patients this fall and make an appointment to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare moth, which may result from the Green Prairie Boardwalk Project in Dane County. The University of Wisconsin Arboretum proposes to replace an old boardwalk with a new boardwalk. The proposed project would not extend beyond the existing trail footprint of less than 3 feet wide. The total area of the trail that would be disturbed during construction will not exceed 4,000 square feet. The presence of the state-endangered Silphium borer moth is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the Silphium borer moth by October 31st. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you can find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we gotta, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there. You know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 59 this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers likely. Our low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.